The town of Cupertino, California, finds itself in the middle of a national debate over religion in public schools. A fifth-grade teacher there, Stephen Williams, claims school officials muzzled him. He says he wanted to teach his students about the role Christian beliefs played in the American Revolution. Williams has filed a lawsuit. NPR's Elaine Corey visited Cupertino and filed this report.
Cupertino is a well-off community south of San Francisco. 45 languages are spoken in the local schools, where children of every major faith learn peacefully side by side. Yet the Stevens Creek Elementary School in Cupertino stands accused of religious intolerance.
Center for the Performing Arts on the De Anza College campus in Cupertino, California. It's Hannity and Combs. Take back America.
Last week, the Fox News program Hannity and Combs came to Cupertino, inviting teacher Stephen Williams, a 38-year-old evangelical Christian, to air his grievances.
Principal at the end of the day comes in and says, "What are you doing talking about Jesus Christ?" I explained what happened in class. She said, "All right, sounds reasonable." Well, the pattern developed. Some parent was calling in any time there was a mention of God, Christianity, or Jesus Christ, and they just took it as a personal agenda.
I want to put this in perspective.
According to Williams, history books don't talk about the importance of religion to the nation's founders, so he would include quotations about Christianity pulled from historical documents in his lessons. Williams says last year the school principal started barring some of those handouts. In a lawsuit filed last month, Williams claims he was singled out because he's Christian. Neither Williams nor the principal are talking to reporters, but on Fox, Williams said he doesn't have a personal agenda.
They want to paint you as some type of religious zealot, extremist, that is out there to proselytize students. Do you have an agenda such as that?
Absolutely not. My agenda is to give my students an accurate representation of history.
Barred from his classroom, says Williams, were excerpts from George Washington's prayer journal, George W. Bush's proclamation on National Prayer Day, and an excerpt from the Delaware Constitution, which once required lawmakers to, quote, profess faith in God the Father and in Jesus Christ, his only Son. A headline on his lawyer's website claims Declaration of Independence banned from classroom. That's simply false, says Jeremy Nishihara, a spokesman for the Cupertino Union School District.
And I happen to have one of our textbooks right here. It's the fifth grade textbook approved by the state and adopted by the district. And it's called A New Nation, Adventures in Time and Place. And I'm going to flip to the back. So in addition to the unit on our founding fathers, it also includes full versions of the Declaration of Independence as well as the U.S. Constitution.
Nishihara says, of course, children study these documents in class. Despite that, the district has been bombarded with hate mail and threatening phone calls, even to teachers' homes. People in Cupertino say they've never seen such a media circus. Lately, a sheriff's deputy patrols the school, and police cars often line the front walk. At lunchtime, several teachers ventured off school grounds to talk about the controversy. Sarah Beatum, a colleague of Williams, also teaches fifth grade at Stevens Creek Elementary. She says contrary to his claims, teachers routinely discuss the importance of religion and its role in U.S. history.
We talk about the pilgrims. We talk about refugees who come for religious purposes. We talk about why the separation of church and state is so important to protect everyone's right to religion.
I spoke with half a dozen teachers, and none of them supports Williams' allegations. The parents who've complained say their children have rights too, including freedom from indoctrination.
My name is Mike Zimmers. I'm a parent of a girl who is now in sixth grade and last year was in Mr. Williams' fifth grade class.
Zimmer's complained to the principal several times last year after his daughter said Mr. Williams always talked about Jesus.
I asked if things were getting better, and she said no, and then she said he talks about Jesus 100 times a day. Discussions about Christianity and Jesus would come up not only in history class, but in math or science or any other subject where the teacher felt that he had an opportunity to present this.
According to Zimmers, it wasn't one parent who complained, as Williams alleges, but, quote, a whole host of them. Armini Naravian also had a child in Williams' class last year.
We don't want to erase religion. We don't want to erase the word of God from anything. This is not about history. This is about a man who overdid his religion in class. So much that it hurt kids. In fact, it scared them.
Noravian said because her son's faith was different, he became afraid to talk in class about his own religious beliefs. Other parents I spoke to agreed Williams went overboard, lecturing students about religious values and giving detailed accounts of his Bible study classes. Both sides say they're eager to have the full story come out in court. Elaine Corey, NPR News.